Let's get back to the Mole Hole with Randy Molman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the show.
I don't play that Beat the Streak anymore.
You don't play that Beat the Streak anymore? Jeff and I were just talking. Jeff Stahlhut's alongside this morning. My name is Randy Molman. You're listening on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. I was just talking about my MLB Beat the Streak app. I don't know how many of you out there play that. Of course, if you get to 57, if you beat Joe DiMaggio's streak of 56, you win $5.6 million from MLB, or you're supposed to.
Well, maybe I should play that again. I don't know.
And my season high so far, I've gotten to eight.
Well, that's pretty good, though, so far.
Do you know, last year, I think I got to 22 was my high.
I remember talking about that at a Rascals game, and I think I told you then. I haven't played that in years.
Like, yeah. I mean, no one wins. You can't. I mean, I've seen the leaderboards, and I think people have gotten to 40. Oh, can you imagine getting to 40 and being that sort 40 straight picks? So for those out there, what you do is you go on MLB Beat the Streak and you pick a player every night to get a base hit.
Can you pick the same player, Randy?
Not in the same night, Jeff. No,
I know that.
Boy, this guy.
Yes, you could pick the same player every day if you wanted. But what player is going to get a hit in 56 straight games?
Jed Jerko.
I picked him tonight. But you can also double down so you can try to get there faster. So you can pick two players to get a hit.
What if you double down and neither of them get it? You're just not eligible to play the next day?
No.
That'd be funny.
That would be.
Sorry, loser.
You're out. The Cardinals are in second place, Jeff. They're one game behind the Milwaukee Brewers. And look out. Here come the Chicago Cubs out of nowhere. They're now two games out.
They're out of fourth place, I think. So the Cardinals are still a game and a half ahead of the Cubs?
A game ahead of the Cubs. Yeah. They're one game behind Milwaukee, one game ahead of Chicago. Two unfortunate losses to Boston, by the way, the last couple of nights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other night, Wednesday night, they had that game in hand, 4-0. They blow that lead, lose in extras.
And I was in the press box at Carr Shield Field when that was going on, but I saw the end of it, but it's my understanding... Rosie, I saw he was throwing everything in at 100, 101 again, but I guess Pedroia struck out before the triple. Is that right?
So I believe
he's been unhittable.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's been awesome. I mean, look, he's going to give up runs. That's the thing is as soon as I don't know another player. Well, yeah, I do. But on the Cardinals this year, everyone is watching Rosenthal so closely. I've never before seen more. He's back. He's on fire. He's throwing 100 miles an hour. And then when he gives up runs, they're like, no wonder he's not the closer. I don't understand. Rosenthal is going to be, if he's healthy, he's going to be very effective in the back end of that bullpen, whether he's closing or whether he's setting up. I don't have a problem with Rosenthal.
No, I don't either. I love him. He is better than O when he's right.
Yeah,
for sure.
No doubt.
I wish I would have seen that game the other night, though, where he did give up the run. Because, like I said, it's my understanding he had the out.
Yeah, I didn't see it live, to be honest with
you. What were you doing? What are you so busy?
Wednesday. What was I doing Wednesday? I don't know. Sleeping. That thing went to extra innings. I don't know.
Rosie was pitching at like 9 o'clock, though.
He pitched at 9 o'clock.
I think so. Well, I mean, I was. Yeah, I think that is right. Yeah, I think it was about that.
Could be right. And I don't go to bed at 9 o'clock, so who knows what I was doing. The Cardinals, though, this is a good thing to bounce off. By the way, give us a call, 855-282-8255. Let's talk a little sports this morning. Jeff Stahlhut alongside. My name is Randy Molman. You're listening to The Mole Hole. With the Cardinals, that run they went on after the 3-9 start, did that help you? Like, do you think this team is good enough to make the playoffs? If not, do you think they? I mean, they still. I think they need a couple of things. They still need a couple of things. But I mean, can they compete for a playoff spot? This team, or is it they just played a bunch of bad teams and had a good streak, and they're going to be a 500 team?
Well, that's okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
The bad teams are okay because you just have to beat the bad teams. So
Rick Hummel actually said on TMA when they interviewed me. He goes, that's how you win divisions,
right?
Is beating the bad teams.
Right.
You got to beat the bad teams.
Right. And I think that I thought coming into the year they were good enough to compete for a playoff spot again. The mess in New York and San Francisco, that really helps the Cardinals situation for sure. I don't know that I'm that worried about Milwaukee sticking around for too long. But apparently they are on the upswing, right? That's what we're hearing.
Right.
They're on the upswing. And my son actually said to me the other day, man, I'm not used to the – he's looking at the standings. I'm not used to the Cardinals competing with the Brewers and the Reds. And my answer was, well, they're not. Right now they kind of are.
Right.
But you don't need to – if you think the Cardinals have a legitimate shot at the division, don't look at any other team but the Cubs.
Right.
Just figure out where they are in comparison.
And I think at some point the Cubs are going to go on a massive run. There's no way Lackey and Lester are going to continue to – struggle, and Lester hasn't been terrible. Lackey hasn't been good.
Yeah, I disagree.
Arrieta hasn't been good.
I disagree. I don't think the Cubs might go on a run, and if they do, it's because they're going to make some moves. If they don't make any moves, I don't think they're going to go on a run. No, because their pitching stinks, and their pitching is old.
You don't think Lackey will right the ship?
No.
You think he's too old?
He's 53 years old, Randy. You know what? That's who's probably messaging your show. You said who would be up early and angry every day? It'd be John.
It'd be John Lackey?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is John Lackey listens to the Mole Hole. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I assume so. Does he not?
Uncle Sandy texts the show and he says, because of this storm, he's inexplicably awake listening to the Mole Hole.
I think he should add another inexplicably.
And then he threw in a come on, Clyde Duncan.
Another old
big red reference.
I think throw another inexplicably in there. Not only are you inexplicably awake, but you've inexplicably decided to turn this on.
Yeah, this production. The thing that I like about, so here's my stance on the thing I like about the Cardinals is I look at our rotation. How many other rotations in the National League go this deep? No, I don't think there's many.
11 Washington, or 12 at the most.
Maybe Washington.
Maybe. No, the Cardinals, when right, the Cardinals have the best rotation in the National League. And that's even if Wainwright pitches exactly as he has.
Yeah.
With a bunch of five-inning starts, a random six- or seven-inning start. If nothing – and then with Carlos being not great for a good chunk of the first several weeks here. So I think – back to Cubs. You got me upset here.
Cubs pitching stinks.
Like, if you look at Arrieta's numbers over the past 12 months, he's terrible. And you know how this year they're using StatCast to measure pitch velocity instead of the old system and how they're measuring it right out of the pitcher's hand now.
Yep.
So everybody has a little bit of an uptick on their velocity anywhere from a half to 1.5 miles an hour, which is part of the reason, by the way, we're seeing Rosenthal hit 100 and 101 every night instead of 99 or 100. But that's great. That's fine. Arrieta, his velocity has decreased. Even
in
with
that StatCast thing?
Yeah. And since like July of last year, he's just terrible. And I don't know that there's any reason to think that's suddenly going to fix itself.
Do you think that offense in Chicago can help carry them? I mean, they're going to carry him for.
Yeah.
Schwarber, Bryant, and Rizzo are going to get hot at the same time at some point.
Well, two of them might. What's Schwarber done in the major leagues besides a good week in the World Series? He was phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. And I understand his upside, too. But not every prospect hits. Like, not hitting crack of the bat hits. But not they don't all land. They don't all happen. And so you look at Schwarber, and maybe he's not going to be who they thought he was.
He's such a intimidating presence. But you're right. You think about his... Right now, he's got that name recognition, but he's hitting 188 this year. And he has six home runs, but he struck out 46 times. He's on pace for 200 strikeouts.
Which would put him, in the middle 10% of the league or so. I mean, but I just don't know about him. Now, there's no disputing.
To your point, his first year, 246, but he hit in 69 games, he hit 16 homers, drove in 43. And then he was hurt in 16. And then last year, he only played in the 37 games. Or this year, he's played in 37 games.
Last year, he didn't play. He played
188. And for his career, 221 so far. He's only 24.
How many at-bats is that? About 800 or so?
It's because he came up late in 2015. So you're talking about 448 plate appearances.
Mm-hmm. Which is coming up on a full season. He's a few weeks away from about a full season.
13 doubles to 22 home runs for his career. I mean, 125 strikeouts in 108 career games. I mean, to your point.
And so does he, Brandon Moss? Is that what they think he's going to be? Because now he also could get way better. Don't get me wrong. But this whole thing of, like, I think people see him as the guy that showed up and Cesar Cedeno'd himself in the World Series, or Will Clark'd himself in the World Series. And maybe, but maybe not. So I don't know for sure that he's going to hit. John Jay, I mean, he's their center fielder. The kid they had.
Al Mora.
He's not ready, I guess.
He plays great defense, that Al Mora. He robbed one of the Cardinals.
Hayward stinks. Because even the first couple weeks of the season, we heard, oh, Hayward's got it right. Well, what's he hitting?
253, and he's on the disabled list.
So that's pretty good.
John Jay hitting 292.
Which is what he's going to do. That's exactly what John Jay's going to do. But that's not, John Jay's not going to fix the Cubs offense.
No, but you've got Rizzo, who's only hitting 224.
That'll come up.
Chris Bryant is hitting 297 with 8 homers, 20 RBIs. I mean, that guy's legit.
That's what he's going to do.
Rizzo and, look, Addison Russell, mm-hmm. only hitting 215. Javier Baez hitting 248. Those guys are going to get better. Rizzo's going to get better. And we'll see if Schwarber gets better. But if he has a year where he hits around 200, then I think you're right. Then maybe you'd reevaluate him and go, all right, he's got a lot of thump, but what's he done?
Well, even Baez, how much track record do we have to think he's for sure going to bring it together?
I think Baez is there for offense.
No, I understand, but we're talking about trying to bring the offense around. Yeah. And they have a couple of pieces that you know are going to do what they're going to do with Rizzo and Bryant. After that, I don't know that you know that they're going to come around. That's all. I mean,
the funny thing is you look at the sort of the stats, Rondon, Strope, their bullpen, Rondon, Strope, Carl Edwards, and you're like, man, that's not too good. Carl Edwards has given up 2 runs in 17 innings. Wade Davis hasn't given up a run
yet. He's been very good.
And so the back end of their bullpen's pretty good, except I just feel like Rondon and Strope, every time they come in, I feel like the Cardinals have a chance when they're playing the Cardinals.
They don't scare you.
No.
Yeah.
They don't scare me at all.
Right.
Mike Montgomery's a good reliever, but he's more of that middle inning guy.
And they don't even have a fifth starter, and we don't know what Hendricks is going to be. I mean, is he going to be what he was last year? Probably not.
So far, pretty good. 3.35 earned run average, 3-2 record. He hasn't been as dominant as he was last year, but you take that any day of the week.
Sure, but that's he's their best starter.
Yeah.
Or him and Lester, I guess.
So what you're saying is the Cubs are terrible.
We kind of. I'm saying that if they won 84 games this year, it would not shock me. Now, they're not going to, because they're going to make a move. They're going to do something. But they talk about all this depth and youth they have. Well, if none of them are hitting, I don't know if they're dealing from as much strength there as they think.
Yeah, and it depends on what's in the minors. They've got that Hap kid they called up. So they have some
star. He's hitting cleanup.
Yeah, yeah. So they have, you got... you know what's funny is this Ian Happ, 353 since he's been called up. Wouldn't you rather play him than Jason Hayward?
Yeah, for sure.
Or is Hayward's defense that phenomenal
that
you want to stick with Hayward in right field? Like at this point, with Hayward's contract, or to your point, what if they could deal Schwarber?
Right.
And play Ian Happ.
Right.
I mean.
And then Ian Happ could also become Bohart too.
Yeah, right. Sure.
I mean.
And then they've got this Heimer. I don't know how to say his first name. Candelario,
Dave.
John Candelaria.
No, he was a pirate.
Oh, my fault. Who they called up, who they like. He's a young guy. So the Cubs have more hitters in the minor league. So you're right. I anticipate they're going to have to make a move, especially in the rotation, and they could use another bullpen arm. But let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what you feel like the Cardinals might need. Because I think the Cardinals... As you said, I think they're going to be competitive. I think we all thought they'd be competitive enough to make a playoff spot. But what could put them over the edge? Like, what do they need to do to put them over the edge? We'll talk a little bit more about that on the Mole Hole here on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com.